Well, in high school sports tonight, girls volleyball postseason play will continue in the smaller classes, as we'll have a match for you tonight here on the radio as well. High school volleyball play, Region 4, Class 1A. Chris will be in Anita tonight, as Cam will play host to Ankeny Christian Academy in second round regional play. Also from Regional 4 tonight, Exira EHK is at Coon Rapids Baird. That match tonight, in fact, all the matches get underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Chris will be on the air just shortly before that to get you ready for that action. That's quarterfinal round play tonight. Cam hosting Ankeny Christian tonight in 1A Region 4 play. Also in Region 2 action in Class 1A tonight, Griswold is at East Mills. Lennox will play at Stanton. Riverside is at Essex, and Boyer Valley plays at West Harrison. In Class 2A action tonight in Region 2, Logan Magnolia will play at Trainer. Woodbury Central is on the road at Missouri Valley. In Class 2A Region 3, Underwood is at St. Albert. ACGC is at home. They'll face Madrid. Tri-Center also will be at home tonight, hosting Woodward Granger, while St. Edmund will visit IKM Manning this evening in quarterfinal play. Also in Region 4 in Class 2A, Clarinda is at home against Mount Air, while Southwest Valley will travel to Sydney tonight. Again, all those matches underway at 7 o'clock this evening, with the winners advancing in quarterfinal from the quarterfinals into the semifinal round of the regionals in girls volleyball. A regular season finished up on Friday night, and now it's postseason time for high school football teams around the area. High school football playoff draws were announced early Saturday morning. The first round games coming up this Friday, October 27th. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock for all of those contests. Here's a look at some of the local pairings for this week. In eight-man football, it'll be Audubon at home against Newell Fonda in a first-round matchup. Boyer Valley will travel to Remsen St. Mary's Friday night. Fremont Mills will play at Stanton, while Sydney will be at home hosting Lennox in eight-man football Friday. In Class A first-round playoff action Friday, Southwest Valley will be at home as they'll face off against Lamar's Galen Catholic. St. Albert also at home as the Falcons will host Westwood coming up on Friday night in Class A play. In Class 1A first round action, AHSTW will be at home as the Vikings will play host to Western Christian on Friday night. IKM Manning will hit the road as they'll play at West Lyon Friday evening. Van Meter will be at home against Belmond Clemmy, while South Hamilton travels to Denver on Friday. Also in Class 2A first round action, Kemper Catholic on the road as the Knights will play Boyden Hall Rock Valley on the road Friday night. South Central Calhoun will host Sioux Center in another 2A matchup. In Class 3A first round playoff action, Glenwood will hit the road as the Rams head north to play Sergeant Bluff Luton. Also, Harlan will be at home as they'll host Bishop Heelan Catholic coming up on Friday night. And also Class 4A play, Lewis Central will be on the road as the Titans at 8-1 will travel to play 8-1 West Des Moines Valley on Friday night. All those matchups, again, getting underway at 7 o'clock Friday night. And again, those matchups, an eight-man football, 7-2 Boyer Valley at Remsen St. Mary's, who's 8-0, 9-0 Audubon hosting 8-1 Newell Fonda, 8-1 Stanton at home against 8-1 Fremont Mills, while 5-4 Lennox will travel to play 9-0 Sydney. In the Class A action, Southwest Valley at 9-0 hosting Lamar's Galen Catholic, who's 7-2, and St. Albert, who's 8-1, hosting Westwood, who's 7-2. Class 1A, 7-2 IKM Manning on the road at undefeated 9-0 West Lyon. AHSTW at 8-1 will host 7-2 Western Christian. 9-0 Van Meter will host Belmond Clemmy, who's 7-2 as well, and 8-1 Denver plays 8-1 South Hamilton at home. 2A, Kemper Catholic at 7-2 on the road at Boyden Hall Rock Valley, they're 8-1, while 8-1 South Central Calhoun will face another 8-1 team in Sioux Center. 3A, it's 8-1 Glenwood at undefeated Sergeant Bluff Luton, and 8-1 Harlan hosting 7-2 Bishop Heelan Catholic. And then a 4A matchup, a couple of 8-1 teams, Valley West Des Moines hosting Lewis Central. 7 o'clock kickoffs Friday. The winners advance to the quarterfinals. Quarterfinal round scheduled for Friday, November 3rd. The semifinals, well, they go indoors. They'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 9th through the 11th at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And then the championships are set for November 16th and 17th, and those will also be indoors on the turf at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Playoff football getting underway this week. Well, the top eight remain exactly the same in the latest Associated Press college football poll, with Notre Dame cracking the top 10 for the first time this season. The Irish climbed four spots to ninth with Saturday's 49-14 rout of Southern Cal, which dropped to 21st. Alabama remains the unanimous number one team, followed by Penn State, Georgia, TCU, and Wisconsin. Ohio State checks in at number six ahead of Clemson and Miami. Oklahoma is just behind Notre Dame at number 10. Michigan has fallen out of the rankings for the first time in 2 years. Iowa State entered the rankings for the first time since 2005. Cyclones are in at number 25 this week after their Saturday road win over Texas Tech. In NFL football on Sunday, Minnesota beat Baltimore 24-16. It was Buffalo outlasting Tampa Bay 30-27. Jacksonville shut down Indianapolis 27-0. Miami outscored the New York Jets 31-28. The LA Rams over Arizona 33-0. New Orleans over Green Bay 26-17. Chicago beat Carolina 17-3. It was Tennessee in overtime, a 12-9 winner over Cleveland. Dallas pounded San Francisco 40-10. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 29-14. Seattle topping the New York Giants 24-7. LA Chargers beat Denver 21-0. New England over Atlanta 23-7. Tonight, Washington plays at Philadelphia. Well, the NFL has confirmed that Justin Timberlake will headline the Super Bowl halftime show at Minneapolis on February 4th. This will be Timberlake's third appearance on the Super Bowl halftime extravaganza. That's more than any other individual entertainer. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have set their rotation for the first three games of the World Series against the Houston Astros. Lefty Rich Hill will start game two for L.A. after ace Clayton Kershaw pitches the opener against the Astros' ace Dallas Keuchel. Yu Darvish has the starting assignment for the third game. Justin Verlander starts game two for Houston. The World Series gets underway tomorrow night in Los Angeles. In other baseball news, Astros bench coach Alex Cora just helped the team knock out the Red Sox in the AL Division Series earlier this month, and he'll be changing sides after the World Series. The Red Sox have announced that they've hired Cora to replace John Farrell as their manager. He played four of his 14 major league seasons with Boston before retiring in 2011. The Puerto Rico native becomes the first Hispanic manager in Red Sox history. Meanwhile, it appears the Mets have selected a manager, as several media outlets are reporting that Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway has been offered the job. The New York Post was the first to report the Mets were in talks with Callaway, saying a deal is being finalized. Terry Collins stepped down after seven seasons as manager and accepted a position as a special assistant to general manager Sandy Alderson. The 42-year-old Callaway spent 5 years as the pitching coach under Cleveland skipper Terry Francona. The Indians led the major leagues with a .330 earned run average this season, 1 year after reaching the World Series. Like Cora, Callaway has never managed at the big league level. In racing news, Martin Truex Jr. completed an emotional victory for his Furniture Row racing team at Kansas Speedway following the death of a crew member the previous night. The season's most dominant driver calmly overcame a restart violation and a loose tire early on to win for the seventh time this season. The race began hours after the team learned that crew member Jim Watson had died of a heart attack while in town for the playoff race. Kurt Busch finished second before a wave of playoff contenders headed by Ryan Blaney, whose car failed post-qualifying inspection. Chase Elliott was fourth and Denny Hamlin fifth to advance to the next playoff round. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Jimmy Johnson also reached the final eight, as Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, Jamie McMurray, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. were all eliminated from the championship hunt. In golf, Bernard Langer made a 15-foot eagle putt of the par 5 18th hole to win the Dominion Energy Charity Classic by one stroke over Scott Verplank at Richmond, Virginia. Longer followed his second round 63 with an even par 70 to finish at 16 under in the first event in the PGA Tour Champions Charles Schwab Cup playoffs. Verplank shot a bogey-free 6 under 66 to erase a five-shot deficit, but he missed short birdie putts on the 17th and 18th holes. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.